Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Why internet comparison sites can't agree on who serves Dakula. We checked 5 best internet providers in Dakula sites against each other. The numbers don't reconcile, and most of those sites earn money when you click through. Search for internet providers in Dakula and you'll find a dozen confident-looking comparison sites. We compared 5 of them. They don't agree on much. What we found. How many providers serve Dakula? 1 site, 6, another, 8, another, 9, another, 17. How much of Dakula does Xfinity cover? 84.5%. 85.89%. 98.1%. 100%. Spectrum's coverage was listed as 24.1% by one site and 94.56% by another. A difference so large the two cannot both be describing the same place. Sites also disagreed on which provider is best, which is unsurprising given the next section. Reason 1, most of these sites are paid on referrals. This is the part worth being direct about. Many internet comparison sites are affiliate businesses. They earn a commission when you click through and sign up. Some display partner providers more prominently, and best provider rankings may reflect commercial relationships alongside genuine data. That doesn't make them useless. It does mean a ranking is marketing adjacent, not a consumer report. Reason 2, they're all working from the same imperfect federal data set. Most coverage figures ultimately derive from the FCC's broadband data collection, the data set behind the National Broadband Map. Providers are legally required to report where they offer service. The catch, it's self-reported. Providers have historically overstated coverage, sometimes claiming an entire census area based on serving part of it. A provider that could extend service to your street may report it as served. Sites then process that data on different schedules and with different methods, producing different percentages from the same origin. Reason 3. They're measuring different things. Coverage can mean the share of households that can get service, the share of land area, or the share of addresses, and a site may not say which. Provider counts vary the same way. Counting satellite providers, resellers like Earthlink that operate over other companies' networks, and business-only services can turn 6 providers into 17 without anyone being dishonest. Reason 4. The ground truth changes constantly. Fiber is being built continuously. A street with only cable last year may have fiber this year, and the federal data may lag by a year or more. What to actually do? Start with the FCC National Broadband Map, broadbandmap.fcc.gov. It's free, government-run, has nothing to sell you, and is the source most comparison sites are repackaging. Enter your exact address. Then verify directly with providers, using your address, on their own sites. AT&T and Xfinity both run Dakula-specific pages with address checkers. Then ask a neighbor. On a question like whether the fiber on your street is real and whether the service is any good, someone 3 doors down is a better source than any national website. File a challenge if the map is wrong. If a provider claims to serve your address but won't install, the FCC map accepts challenges. That's the mechanism by which bad data gets corrected, and it only works if people use it. How to read a comparison site? If you use one anyway, and they can be a useful starting point, read it with these in mind. Check for affiliate disclosure. Most disclose somewhere. Ignore best provider rankings. Look at the underlying availability data instead. Distrust unsourced coverage percentages. A figure with no stated date or source is a guess. Treat prices as advertising. Their promotional rates, frequently omitting equipment fees, taxes, and the post-promotional increase. Cross-check at least 2 sites, and when they conflict, believe the FCC. The broader point. This is the second time The Wire has run into this problem. Weather sites gave us 5 different answers for Dakula's wettest month. Internet sites give us four different answers for Xfinity's coverage. The pattern is the same. When a topic is commercially valuable to rank four, the internet fills with confident, contradictory pages. The fix is the same too, find the primary source, which is usually a government agency with no product to sell. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.